We welcome the Wellington startup making sneakers out of wool, pineapple husks, algae, bamboo and recycled plastic and claiming to be the most sustainable footwear in the world. YY Nation is that how you say it, by the way?
YY
Nation is the brainchild of Jeremy Bank, spurred to create the company after a trip to Hawaii, where he was devastated to see how polluted the beaches were, with bits of plastic and old shoes washed up on the beach. The sneakers are designed in New Zealand, manufactured in South Korea, and are reselling in the US, Europe, and here. Jeremy Bank is with us in the Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Your name, your family name, is synonymous with shoe stores going back many, many decades. Tell me about this particular business proposition and how it's come about.
What happened was, as you mentioned, I was in Hawaii about 2.5 years ago, and I decided to take my family there because I'd been there about 20 years earlier, and it was all pristine. And this time when I went, it was quite different. My daughter was looking at the sand and the beach, and there was little bits of blue specks, and as we looked a bit closer, we found out it was plastic. Little bits of fragments of plastic, and there was an old washed up shoe, and it started me asking all these questions, which is where the why really comes from. It comes from, you know, the questions of why is this happening and why can't I do something about it? And so that sort of set me on this journey of saying, well, you know, I kind of know shoes, so can I do something about it in shoes? Shoes are one of the biggest polluters in the apparel industry. So is that something that I can take on board, and which I did? It started me on this whole new journey of creating this sustainable product that we believe is really performs exceptionally well, better than a lot of the traditional materials that are available.
So what are they? What is each part of the shoe made of? How are these particular? Why are these particular materials chosen?
Yeah.
And then second, what do they do?
Yeah, so we started right from the insides, because shoes have about 20 different components. So we took a whole holistic approach. It's almost like a recipe. So we've got biodegradable internal parts. We wanted to create good support structure in the shoe. So we've got the pineapple husk, which has been formed into like a leather type material, which provides support structure.
So it's around the ankle.
And as little pieces of interest on the shoes. And then we have two options on the upper. We've got the New Zealand merino, the natural merino, and we've also got a bamboo option as well, which both carry similar sort of properties. They both are odor resistant and temperature regulated, and they're exceptionally good in terms of their sustainability properties.
What part of the bamboo is used to make this? Because it's quite soft and...
Yeah, well, it's all treated and stripped right back. Yeah. So it's turned into very fine fibre. So we take it back to like the merino, like a very small micron, finer than the hair that you have on your head, to produce something that's really soft and comfortable. But the special technology we use to weave it makes it exceptionally strong.
So where's the algae come in?
Well, the algae, so I actually didn't bring in an algae sole to show you, but we've got the outsole, which forms, they take the algae out of the waterways, which where there's excessive growth of it, and it's transformed into a resin, a pellet resin that we put into the outsole to make it a really soft foam and very, very durable, very comfortable. We've also inserted rubber footbed so that it's non-slip and really durable to wear.
So if these shoes wash up on a beach somewhere, what will happen to them over a period of years? Do they biodegrade, or is it more that you are using materials that aren't plastic? And how have you sort of measured the sustainability factor?
Yeah, so we've sourced materials that are really good for the environment. For example, with the with the bamboo, it's one of the fastest growing plants. It uses the least amount of water, and it breaks down over time. It's unlike a nylon, a plastic upper, it does biodegrade over time, And likewise, utilising the materials and the soles, rather than using petrochemicals, we're using a bio-replacement, a bioethanol.
So it's actually in the production side of things that there's a sustainability measure as well.
Yeah, but it's sort of like YY is on this journey of asking all these questions. And so we've got a whole innovative approach and some of the things that we're working on at the moment to create fully biodegradable products is not that far away. So it's like we say this is the least sustainable shoe that we'll ever make because we're on this journey to
what
create
will make
more
things
and more, sustainable.
More biodegradable.
Well,
more
it's,
algae.
Yeah, it's yeah.
They eat themselves in the end. Ultimately, that would be the go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But what is it that's coming along the tracks that you're excited about?
So there's some really exciting new materials, bio-based materials that we're working on with some very clever scientists based in New Zealand to develop materials that are fully bio and have enzymes within them that activate their biodegradability once they are in a compostable type.
So you could end up with a compostable shoe, ultimately. That's the goal?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, and we're not that far off. We've already got, this is stage one, we've already got our stage two, stage three materials planned. So
what's the marketing plan for this? You're already selling, you're already exporting, right? So how have you gone about that?
Well, we thought we'd first start by getting a really a good indication of what people loved by launching on Kickstarter. So we did a Kickstarter, and that's been running for the last sort of 3 weeks. It's just finished. So that was selling shoes to all over the world, from Kazakhstan to the UK, Germany, Belgium, USA. We've had a really great uptake. So now we're on CrowdOx. So if you search yynation.com now, it would take you to a CrowdOx, and then we're launching our website in about 3 weeks, and going from there.
You've actually done this through the Kickstarter sites and just direct selling to people who are interested before you've gone through a, you know, here's our website, here's how you order process.
Yeah, and that was the reason we did that is we wanted to find out what people really loved. Because we are going into sort of larger production, and so that gives us an idea of what sales people like.
When are you going to be able to come home and manufacture them here?
Well, yeah, that's really interesting, and that's one of the questions we've been asking ourselves.
Why? Yes, the whys are getting longer.
Yeah. And look, with the technology and the way things are developing with 3D printing, you know, we're working on developing materials that we can literally print shoes. That's going to take some time and development, but we have a, you know, 3D print scientist.
Are you hooked up with some of the government CRIs doing some of this work?
Yeah, we're just starting on that process. So that's going to be part of our journey, and we hope to at some stage to be able to manufacture shoes more at local base. At the moment we're restricted by the current technology.
So how many years has the bank's name been associated with shoes before this iteration? It's about a century, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time. I think since 1938 really where it all sort of began.
They would have looked and been made slightly differently, I imagine.
Yeah,
thanks very much, Jeremy Bank and YY Shoes. You can learn more. There'll be a link on the web page. Actually, there is a link on the web page, and you can see an example of them as well.